Well, commuters are making their way into the city this morning, and crews are working at the site of the derailed Metro-North train have righted the locomotive that crashed yesterday in the Bronx. Still, lots of questions remain unanswered as investigators try to figure out what happened. Yesterday's derailment occurred just 2,000 feet from where a commercial freight train derailed back in July. To tell us more about that stretch of track and Metro-North's safety record, we're joined now by Bob Previti, a planner and spokesman at the MTA from 1986 to 2000. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. So, you know, this makes two derailments on the same stretch of track in 4 months. Can you explain what that section of the line is like?
Well, it's very low-lying, and it's very much near the waterline of the Harlem River. And even though it's certainly suspicious that the two derailments occurred at 2,000 feet apart, one, the freight train happened on the northbound track, and the southbound incident happened on, obviously, the southbound track. So while it's curious, I don't know that I would put two and two together quite yet.
You know, that section of track you say is, you know, low-lying. It was actually underwater during Sandy. What kind of damage might have that caused?
I don't know, and that's a very good question to be asking, and I'm sure the NTSB and the MTA are going to be looking into that fact. Did the floodwaters of Sandy at all shift the roadbed enough to be a contributory factor in this incident? We'll certainly have to wait and see. Incidents like this, certainly you can't necessarily pinpoint everything right away. We have heard that speed might have been an issue as well, and so that's going to have to be checked out too.
You know, this is the fourth serious problem for Metro-North this year. There was the power outage, three derailments, and a fatal rail worker accident. Is this a significant pattern for Metro-North?
No, it's kind of unusual for Metro-North. Metro-North's got a fantastic safety record since their inception in 1983. And anytime an incident like this happens, everybody's kind of concerned. And I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of this, but it is curious how the incidents seem to bump up on each other.
NBC News reported this morning that the black box data recorders from the train were recovered and are being analyzed. What will we learn from those recorders, and what will it mean for the investigation?
Well, it's going to tell us what was happening at the time of the incident as the train was approaching that area. As you come south off the Hudson line onto the branch on the Harlem River, it's practically a 90-degree turn. And so they'll certainly look at the condition of the track, the speed going into the turn. The speeds on that section of the Hudson line are 70 miles an hour, and you've got to bring it down to 30. So they'll want to see what was happening in that case to see if the train was coming in at the proper speed, checking the brakes, and, of course, again, the condition of the roadbed. So there's an awful lot for them to investigate. I'm sure it's going to take, even for a preliminary report, it's going to take a little while to put the pieces together.
And Bob, you worked for the MTA back from like 1986 to 2000, and I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what the culture of safety was like back then. It seems like maybe there were more problems back then. Has the MTA gotten better with their safety record over the years?
Oh, markedly so. I mean, when I was, even before I worked there, these were the years where derailments and fires were a regular occurrence, and it'd gotten to the point where going to Cuomo's father and Ed Koch kind of got together and said, we need to do something about this, and started the effort of the Capital Program. And I think you see the results. I mean, the results are New York's doing markedly better. The agency's moving more people now in some cases than it's ever done. And it's because we've reinvested in this infrastructure. And, you know, as we've been going into these tough times as of late, you wonder, you know, are we keeping up when you hear these incidents popping up? There's still a backlog of state of good repair issues that the MTA needs to get to. And so, you know, the sooner we figure out what happened here and get back to kind of spending on the infrastructure the way we need to, it certainly has been producing results. I'm looking this morning at the traffic coming out of Westchester. It looks like there's a little bit heavier than normal on the Henry Hudson and the Bronx River Parkways. And certainly we don't want to see that kind of thing come creeping back at us if we don't have a reliable rail system. That said, you know, the reliability of Metro-North has been fantastic. We just need to study what happened here and these other incidents and get focused on keeping the Capital Program what it needs to be.
Bob Previti was a planner and spokesman for the MTA from 1986 until 2000. Thanks so much, Bob.
Have a good day.